Unit 7, Track 1. Andrew, what is the biggest problem with public transport in your hometown?
Well, I live in a small town, as you know, but it takes 1 hour to get to work every day.
Oh, that's terrible.
Traffic jams make me crazy, especially during the rush hours. The cars go too slowly, and I hate being stuck in traffic.
You're right. Don't you ever try to take the tube to work? The subway is always punctual, and you don't have to deal with the traffic congestion if you travel by subway.
Yes, but my house is so far away from the nearest tube station. I prefer using my private car since it's not noisy, dirty, or crowded like the city bus or the tube. How about you, Cecilia? Is transportation a problem in your city?
Of course. I go to work by bicycle, and it is a bit dangerous these days.
How come?
Sometimes I have to use the main road while riding my bicycle as there aren't enough bike lanes in the city. And the drivers are careless, as you might guess.
Why don't you drive to work? Is it hard to find parking lots around your workplace?
No, it's not about that. I want to go green. You know, using bikes is good for the environment.
Oh, I see.
It's healthier too.
You are right.
Maybe you should also use a bike to get to work.
I don't have a bike. Actually, I don't even know how to ride a bike.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm serious. You can teach me if you have time.
Sure. Riding a bike is a piece of cake. You will learn it very quickly.
I hope so. Do bikes cost a lot?
No, they cost about £350.
That's a good price.
You can follow online discounts to get a bike at a reasonable price.
Maybe I can buy a second-hand one.
Buying a used bike is a good way of owning a bicycle for a lower budget. But you should be careful as it might be a stolen one, or you may spend lots of money on maintaining it.
Yeah, I never thought of that.
In fact, you don't have to buy a bike. You can rent one as well.
Okay, I rent one then.
I'll show you how to do that.
Great, thanks, Cecilia.
No problem.